With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Burst response managers spend 8 days training up.
We are training the people who we call our bronze commanders. So they are the people, when you have an incident, when you have a problem, an accident, whatever it is, a crisis, they are the people who are on the scene at the beginning, making those fast decisions in the early hours.
Her Excellency the Governor Jane Owen tells CIGTV the three-phase program marks a significant step forward in Cayman's capacity to coordinate and respond to major incidents effectively. By the end of this first phase of the program, 32 incident commanders across 7 agencies successfully completed the bronze level certification, equipping them with the skills needed to coordinate operational responses across all government agencies during emergencies. Course facilitator Paul Dutton.
We've ended up with 32 trained bronze commanders and 15 instructors in bronze incident command, adding to the resilience and the future benefits for resilience across Cayman in its emergency response.
The next phase will expand the program to develop, quote, higher level command capability and deepen interoperability across all participating organizations. And speaking of emergency response, how ready are you if Cayman gets hit by a tsunami?
So part of CARBREVE is to just go through that plan and practice that. So vertical evacuation for persons along the coast and remaining there until the official all clear.
Tiffany Young with Hazard Management Cayman Islands says the country is preparing for CARB Wave 2026 tomorrow, which is an earthquake and tsunami training exercise.
CARB Wave is regional, happens every year. Last year, we focused on the education sector, but we found that they are so robust in their response. So we're switching over to the tourism sector this year. Very important to our visitors and residents in terms of national safety.
You're encouraged to join by doing a full drill, prepping your bug out bag, or even just watching HMCI's earthquake and tsunami guidance video. If you do plan on getting involved, they're asking you to register at tsunamizone.org. As part of this year's exercise, the local national emergency notification system NENS app may, quote, emit loud alert tones. That should last about 5 seconds each between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. For more information, visit caymanprepared.ky.
They blame the politician for not keeping the district or constituency tidy or otherwise.
The environment minister is asked about roadside litter cleanup efforts in Parliament.
The director of the Department of Environmental Health has advised that there is no staff complement assigned exclusively to a dedicated roadside litter crew. At present, 6 persons are assigned to roadside litter collection activities and 4 environmental health officers are assigned to litter investigations and enforcement.
The Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes told MPs litter is picked up by existing collection personnel across all 3 islands and districts, primarily along main roads and highways on a weekly schedule that aligns with residential waste collection.
Over time, staffing within the department has increased to ensure the continued delivery of essential residential waste collection services, which has allowed for greater operational attention to litter collection activities.
Adding that at this stage, quote, there are no plans to further increase the staff complement, but government instead intends to address the issue through legislative matters, including the recently passed litter amendment bill, which hikes up fines for littering. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Israel says it's killed Iran's Minister of Intelligence, Ismail Khatib. There's been no confirmation from Iran. The Israeli military said Khatib played a key role in the arrest and killing of thousands of anti-government protesters earlier this year. Israel's carried out more airstrikes in heavily populated areas in the centre of Beirut as it escalates its offensive against Hezbollah. The Lebanese authorities say at least 12 people were killed, among them the head of political programming at Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV. Iran's continued to launch attacks against Israel and across the region. Israeli officials say 2 people were killed in Tel Aviv when they were hit by shrapnel. BBC News.